This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has concluded his historic two-day visit to New Zealand and departed for India. The visit, the first by an Indian Prime Minister to New Zealand in over four decades, gave a major boost to bilateral ties. During the visit, Prime Minister Modi held talks with his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon. The two leaders witnessed the exchange of five memoranda of understanding in areas including defence, tourism, sports, disaster management and dairy and animal husbandry. Hailing the Free Trade Agreement, FTA, between the two countries, Mr. Modi appreciated New Zealand's efforts in concluding the FTA process in a short period and thanked Prime Minister Luxon and his government for their leadership.
हमने भारत न्यूजीलैंड संबंधों को स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप के स्तर पर ले जाने का ऐतिहासिक निर्णय लिया है। इसके अंतर्गत हम हर क्षेत्र में स्पष्ट लक्ष्यों और ठोस परिणामों के साथ आगे बढ़ेंगे। इस वर्ष हमने रिकॉर्ड समय में फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट किया। इस उपलब्धि से दोनों देशों के उद्योगों, किसानों और युवाओं के लिए नए द्वार खुलेंगे। हमें ट्रेड के साथ साथ ट्रस्ट, टेक्नोलॉजी और टैलेंट का ब्लूप्रिंट हम तैयार कर रहे हैं।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Indian community in New Zealand is a vital pillar of the growing partnership between the two countries. Addressing the Indian diaspora at a community event in Auckland, Mr. Modi said India-New Zealand relations are built on shared memories, enduring friendship, common values and a commitment to a brighter future.
40 साल के बाद कोई भारतीय पीएम न्यूजीलैंड की धरती पर आया है ये मेरा सौभाग्य है मैं न्यूजीलैंड के सभी निवासियों के लिए आप सभी लोगों के लिए 140 करोड़ भारतीयों की शुभकामनाएं लेकर आया हूं साथियों प्रधानमंत्री के रूप में भले ही मेरा पहला न्यूजीलैंड दौरा है लेकिन 25-30 साल पहले जब मैं किसी सरकार में भी हिस्सा नहीं था सार्वजनिक जीवन में मुझे कोई जानता नहीं था तब भी मुझे यहाँ न्यूजीलैंड आने का अवसर मिला था
Mr. Modi added that like New Zealand's tradition of looking towards new horizons, both countries have an open sea of opportunities before them and are committed to taking the partnership to greater heights. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said today that India is building a strong, self-reliant and future-ready defence force by strengthening both conventional defence capabilities and advanced technologies. He said future wars may employ artificial intelligence and other emerging technologies, but they will ultimately be won by national resolve, courageous soldiers and capable military power. Rajnath Singh was addressing the commissioning ceremony of the INS Mahendragiri, the 6th Project 17A Indigenous Stealth Frigate into the Eastern Fleet at Vishakhapatnam today. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has said that differences of opinion are natural in a democracy, but commitment to the Constitution and public welfare must remain paramount. Addressing the inaugural session of the orientation and training program for the members of the Bihar Legislative Assembly in Gayaji, Mr. Radhakrishnan called upon public representatives to accord the highest priority to democratic values, transparency and accountability towards the people. A speed boat carrying Indian tourists capsized near Vietnam's Phu Quoc Island today. According to local media reports, 15 people are feared dead while 21 people were rescued. The boat carrying 32 Indian tourists and four crew members overturned about 400 metres off Hon Mai Rut Muai Island, triggering a rescue operation. The Indian Embassy in Hanoi today said the exact details of the incident are being ascertained as search and rescue operations by local authorities are ongoing. India will face England in the fifth and final T20 international of the series today at the Utilita Bowl in Southampton. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The Indian women's compound team of Jyoti Surekha Vennam, Prithika Pradeep and Chikita Taniparthi clinched the silver medal at the Archery World Cup Stage 4 in Madrid, Spain today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.